The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
He's back. He's back on that horse. Good job, Trav. This is Griffin McElroy, the youngest one of them.
Guys, we've got to watch. I'm really excited. Big budget rom-com movies are back.
They're back.
Coming back. Valentine's Day 2022.
Like, if I could say just like movies for adults. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, finally.
Adult films.
Finally, adult
Not
films
are
kid
back.
Shit.
They're back, no Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. J-Lo, and Owen Wilson, a.k.a. O-Will. And I'm so excited.
The classic pairing.
Oh, my God, yes. You guys, let me tell you, this is a by-the-book, right-down-the-line classic story. Right, uh-huh. So here it is, J-Lo.
Can I guess,
yeah.
Actually, just
yeah.
based on the
yeah,
title,
yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
knowing? Okay, Marry Me, a story of Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. They are at a wedding venue in Vegas, like a cineplex of wedding venues, and they're getting married, but then they look across at the other venue, like across the hallway, and they see each other, and they're like, want to switch? And so they switch marrieds. This is starting to feel like a Stanley Kubrick,
yeah,
like
Griffin,
psychosexual
in your version
sort of experience.
Of this, are their partners yeah. also cool with this?
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, okay.
They're cool with it. They definitely nice. Like it.
Hmm. That's actually less than the actual Marry Me plot.
Well, then Owen Wilson and J-Lo, they were originally going to get married. They switched,
uh-huh.
and now they have to find their way back together.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Oh, they were originally going to get married.
Yeah, but then they have to go through two very messy divorces. And that sort of legal battle is what occupies most of the runtime of the film. It's like Kramer versus Kramer versus Kramer versus Kramer,
no,
which is the alternate title.
Screenwriter John Rogers of Leverage and Magicians and a lot of other fame wouldn't deliver such a, let's say, milquetoast plot as you have just outlined, Griffin. The Marry Me plot.
Oh, is it John You know that he's a fan of the show, right?
What? Yeah, I did. No, I know. He and I talked about this movie last night. I'm legitimately excited about this.
Okay.
So, here's what happens. Hear me out.
Okay.
J-Lo, big famous musician. Big, like, famous. And she is going to get married to her fiancé on stage in front of, like, the crowd and a live stream of 20 million people while they debut their new song, Marry Me, but just before the concert. Oh, also, cut to Owen Wilson, single dad. His friend, Sarah Silverman, convinces him to take his teenage daughter with him to go to the concert, right? Just before the concert, J-Lo discovers that her fiancé has been cheating on her. So she goes on stage by herself, and she's like, I was supposed to get married, but, you know, sometimes things happen. She sees Owen Wilson holding a sign that says, marry me. And she goes, okay, yes. And then they get married on stage.
Wait, what? Just like right then?
Just right then, baby. And that's the beginning of the movie. That's the beginning of the movie.
What happens next?
Then they have to fall in love.
Oh, marriage before the love.
But see, here's the thing, Justin. Here's the thing. She's super famous, and he's like a math teacher or some shit.
So he's
not
boring.
He's
like
not
a boring
ready.
Zilch no one cares about.
Exactly, and he's not ready for it. And then people are live streaming and they're like, he looks like he's in math club. And he's like, I am in math club because he's a fucking dork. Owen Wilson.
Why not call this movie Notting Thrill?
Ooh. Instead?
Like, she leads this thrilling, you know, rock star lifestyle. And then they get Married at First Sight, another real television show on the Lifetime Network. Thank you very much for that gift. So, like, this sounds like an exciting film, but I've seen about 11 seasons of it.
Well, here's the thing. I assume that they haven't given everything away in the trailer, which is a very good trailer, by the way. So maybe, I don't know, there might be, like, a zombie attack in it or something?
Oh, can I give you a different, just to spin it a little bit? She looks out and sees someone in the audience, and she's like, fuck it. Yeah, let's get married, you. And Owen Wilson's like, yeah, and he gets up on stage, and she's like, no, not you.
Oh,
the
twist.
The big hunky boy right behind you.
And it's Vince Vaughn.
Who should walk? It is the hunkiest boy, Vince Vaughn.
Classic current movie heartthrob.
Yeah, they're back together, him and Owen Wilson, the dream team.
Fucking Dr. Hardbody, Vince Vaughn. and that's going to be, but then Owen Wilson's so embarrassed, but there's another person in the audience that sees sad Owen Wilson on stage and is like, I'll marry you. And then we're getting closer back to the plot of my original pitch for Marry Me.
Can the person who then is like, I'll marry you, be a bigger, like more famous star than
or J-Lo? Stronger, harder bodied,
even stronger, harder body.
No one's stronger or harder
than Vince Vaughn, yeah.
Oh my God, you're right. Maybe it is also Vince Vaughn. It's Vince Vaughn's twin brother, Twins Vaughn.
No.
Yeah.
Real quick, I came up with a new bit. It's just called Lightning Round Impression Times.
Oh, of Owen Wilson?
No. It's like we all go around. We have to go in a circle. And anybody can call this at any point, right? But it's a lightning round. Okay. I'm only explaining the rules once. Okay?
Okay.
Lightning round. Okay. You just call it, and then everybody has to immediately do their impression of the person in order. Okay. I called it, so I get to go last.
Okay.
Griffin?
Who are you calling? Is it Owen Wilson or Vince Vaughn?
Owen Wilson.
Let's start with a neutral. Okay, you want me to start?
Yeah.
I'm a Royal Tenenbaum.
No, you're not even trying.
Okay, here's mine. Oh, wow, it's me, Owen Wilson. I'm marrying J-Lo. This is so weird.
Oh, fuck. I was doing Luke Wilson in Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, can you try again? Can you take another round of it?
Sure.
And then I'll do my Luke Wilson doing an Owen Wilson impression, which I'm pretty proud of.
Come on, Big Blue. It's old school time.
It's pretty good. Here's mine.
Fuck, that was Luke. I did fucking Luke again. What's Owen Wilson look like? What's his deal?
He's the one with like the blonde hair.
Oh, right. From Bottle Rocket.
Right. Most well known from Bottle Rocket.
Okay, can I do one now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Damn it, Dennis, get off of my petunias!
No, that's
pretty good.
That was Mr. Wilson.
That's Mr. Wilson. Okay, that's Mr. Wilson.
Please, Mr. Wilson is my father. Call me Owen.
Let me try one more. I'm sorry. Okay. So sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Stupid. Well, Tim, I'll tell you what you got to do differently.
Okay.
You have to love your wife and your kids.
Hey, Tim, stop being a complete dipshit all the time.
Let me try one more real quick, and I promise I won't fuck this one up.
That's Wilson, so that was the Wilson doll from Castaway.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You know what, Griff?
Yeah.
I had it in my heart, and I didn't think it would land, so I thank you for going there, because it didn't put me in the headspace to scoop you up.
Yeah, sure. Who gets to pick the next one? This is fun. I like it.
No, that's it.
Yeah, it's just if somebody comes up in conversation.
Oh, right.
Right, okay.
Anybody can call it. Whenever, because I feel like if we're going to start referencing these people, we have to prove
our bona fides.
Yeah, sure.
Some expertise.
Or else what are we even doing?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing here, friends. It's an advice show.
Really?
We help, yes.
Okay.
We help you, the listeners.
Okay.
We help you, the listeners.
And
you know?
Do we?
We the people.
Whoa.
Hey, brothers. I live at the end of the hallway in my apartment building. Next to each door is a wall socket. Someone put one of those plug-in air fresheners next to my door, but no one else's.
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on. But no one else's. I don't think my apartment stinks. There's no trash or unkempt kitty litter or anything, and the hallway and building doesn't smell bad, so I'm at a loss here. Do I leave it and have everyone think my apartment stinks? Do I remove it? Did the landlord put it there? Was it a rude tenant? Help me. That's from Putrid Apartment in Portland. P.S. If it matters, thank you for this.
Yes,
yeah, hey, always.
Thank you for this.
Because you could have just kept that quietly to yourself and been worried about it, like, internally, like, I don't know. But instead, you chose to tell us and tell the world. Thank you.
You need to pretend like we're the doctor, and you're like, I do have this weird, when I move my arm like this, it makes me barf. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then you don't want to leave the room and be like, should I have told him about that one? The barfing
thing? If you're going to tell anyone about moving your arm and it making you barf, it should be a doctor, just to be clear.
Yes, if it matters, it's a generic flower smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what fucks this up for me? What? Is, by the way, I remembered another Wilson impression. Someday somebody's going to come around and make you want to say goodbye. Okay.
Well, is that Wilson?
That's Wilson Phillips. Wilson. All right. So what fucks this up for me is that they live at the end of the hallway.
Uh-huh.
If it was in the middle of the hallway, you could say, oh, they just placed it there for maximum dispersal of the flower scent. You live at the end of the hallway. That is covering, at best, you know, 10 feet. It's like just for you. It's only for you. There's no other argument.
I'll tell you what
it has to be because of something you did.
I'll tell you what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about, smell acclimation. Where you get in there and you're like, woo, something smells bad, right? But then like 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, I guess it went away. But it didn't go away. It's just faded into background smell for you, right?
Oh,
and
I
then
hate that.
Somebody like else comes in and like, what smells so bad? And you're like, what? Oh, no, right? Like, this is what I'm worried about is this might not even be your fault. You might have an inherently stinky apartment that this landlord knows is a problem, right? That they were hoping you wouldn't notice when you rented it. That's why when you came in, all the windows were open, right?
Yeah.
When you first moved in, because he knows it's stinky in there, right? There's some kind of like smell poltergeist, and that smell's never going away. And now he's just trying to give you a big boost of smell as you walk in so you won't notice it every time and complain. Because he's not going to open up the walls and get whatever's in there out.
I'm such an old man. When I read this, all I could think was like, who's paying the bill for those outlets out there?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Unattended outlet. Who's picking that up? Are you paying the electric bill for the air freshener someone saddled you with?
Hey, wait. Wild. Hey, just life hack. If each apartment's paying for their own, just plug in an extension cord in someone else's outlet and run it into your house.
Yes.
Power everything off of one power strip, my dude. Free power off the
grid.
You
could power the hot plate your parents sent you and your guitar amp.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
And the whole everything, dude.
Yeah, man.
Throw your keys down to people waiting by the payphone.
Even better, dude. Just rewire an outlet so it goes out the wall instead of into the wall, right? And then move out of the apartment, park your van right next to the apartment building, run an extension cord up to that outlet, boom. Free power.
It couldn't have been easier.
It couldn't have been easier. That's what they won't tell you. I know this hack. They don't know.
You don't know how your place smells, you know?
Yeah.
They say that, I heard a life hack that if you're gone on vacation for a while, when you get back, pay really good attention to how your house smells because that's how it smells to guests.
Where'd you hear that life hack, Justin?
Probably on TikTok.
Yeah, probably.
And it's like, okay, but what do I do with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just my house has a smell. Everybody's house had a smell.
Well, that's why
I remember J.W. Neal's house had a great smell because he was the richest kid I knew growing up. And like,
that was me with Ryan Baker. Yeah, man.
His house smelled great. And then like, he would come to school and his clothes smelled like his house. I was just like, how do you smell rich? That's amazing.
It smells so good.
What is your mom doing?
Awesome.
That's why.
I mean, for me, it was if I smelled Gushers and like, you guys got Pringles?
Oh, you could smell it on the rich kid?
Yeah, if they had like Gushers, maybe it was just like a psychosomatic thing where like I saw them have Pringles and Gushers in their lunchbox and I was like, damn. So whenever I go to their house, I'm like, oh, this is the Pringles and Gushers kid. It smells fucking great in here.
Yeah.
I got a knockoff Star Crunch in here.
Yeah.
It's labeled Crisp Disc.
I've got Prongles and Gushers in here. Oh, no.
Mom sent us with Gushers.
Hey, what, do you want
to
trade?
I got sent to the principal's office because I just said the name of my snack treat out loud. I exclaimed Gushers, and I got a pig sick.
Go to the school psychologist.
What? I just had a guidance counselor. You're going to JROTC.
But it's called Gushers. Not
They're
again.
They're called Gushers. It's a brand.
They're really good.
They're really good.
If you try them. You get used to them.
That's what it says in the box. Gushers. You get used to them after a while.
Fuck yeah. I got a Hot Pocket, Pringles, and Gushers. What'd you get, Griffin? An uncooked raw egg and prongies and Gushers. If you eat them all together, if you get it all in one bite, it's pretty good. Raw egg and prongies and Gushers.
Half of them are liquid filled and no one knows why.
Yeah.
They don't leave the factory that way.
That's the surprise that keeps you guessing.
Can you go to your landlord and say it's a medical stink and that you can't do anything about it? This just makes it worse. You upset the medical stink when you try to get rid of it, and it comes back in full force.
My wife would flip if somebody did this because she's got allergies.
I know.
My wife.
Yeah.
She hates Richard Stink, cool. My friend Richard Stink, because it bothers her allergies whenever he... I told her she didn't have to worry about that until our first episode of winter when he'll be back. That's a warning. As much as a promise.
Yeah, he comes right. back kind of like Frosty the Snowman, you know? I'll be back someday.
Yeah.
But every season.
Only quarterly, yeah. Appearance.
He does our financials.
Yeah. So he'll do like a financial report with investors, talk about, you know, EBITDA and some of the other, ROI and
so the big names.
The big acronyms.
Hey, can we supplicate ourselves in front of the Wizard's Throne?
I'm
kind of
saving
second?
Myself
I got a good
for that
one
for
here.
Marriage.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Gwillem sent this one in. Thank you. It's a WikiHow article. There's always a thing that says author info, but it never like actually says who the author is. It's just sort of a collaborative team effort on behalf of how. Anyway, this is how to be perfect.
Ooh.
Parentheses kids/teens.
Oh.
And it makes me feel bad, this article does, because pretty much everything on it, I didn't do or even attempt to do. So that makes me think that I was a real stinker of a kid/teen. Because these steps, it would never be stuff I was interested in. Like, step one, make your bed as soon as you wake up.
Okay, now wait. Hold on. When you say...
Many children don't often do this, so it'll be a nice present for you.
So you're saying how to be perfectly behaved for your parents, not how to be the, like, perfect, like,
no,
quintessential...
No, we will get to more stuff, but, like, you gotta have a launch pad. And making your bed immediately in the morning, the second you wake up, like, you're frightened of the bed, and you must clean it so to leave no trace of yourself, which including the last line in this little article, this part of the article, check for any stains or lingering odor from your pillowcase, bed sheet, or blanket and toss them into the washing machine. Oh, so every morning then, I can't make my bed immediately in the morning because I have to wash pretty much all those things, pillowcase, bed sheet,
Derek,
and blanket,
are you washing your
set.
Bedding again? Yeah, I'm perfect.
Yeah, I'm doing a perfect job. I left a small stinky stain. And you guys shouldn't have to interface with that. Deborah and Mike, you guys have a lot on your plate.
I'm not washing my bedding a lot.
Now,
yeah,
it's like a promise. Washing your bedding is like a promise you make to yourself that you're worth it. You know what I mean? Because you can go along. No one's will ever say
this is
anything.
A life hack. They don't know I know this.
No one will ever say anything about it. You know what I mean? But you must, as a gift to yourself, wash your bedding.
Yeah, that's true. None of my friends are coming over to hang out and being like, oh, man, is that a new glass? And did you wash your bedding? Like, nobody's
people
inquiring.
Will notice almost all other laundry you do, right? Yeah. If you don't do any other laundry. But this is the one where it's like, it's for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is laundry.
Sure.
Like, when I wash my toilet paper and put it back out, everybody appreciates that. Like, oh, did you wash the toilet paper? That's nice. But no one ever notices when I change the bedding, you know, because then I put the duvet over it anyways, right? So you don't even, sometimes I just leave the sheets off there and I like to rub around on that weird, silky feeling top of the mattress.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are not perfect kids or teens yet.
Sure.
Like, you have only covered a single facet of it. I wish you guys
were. You're right. I'm so sorry.
Get to the very next one. Number two, prepare a nutritional breakfast. There's a picture, and it looks like just a slice of uncooked bread with, it looks like a 100 basil leaves spread across it with a sunny side up egg on top of the basil leaves. Yum, yum. Good morning. vitamins. Whip up a bowl of porridge with plump, juicy berries, cinnamon, nuts, and whatever you like on top that will keep you full until lunchtime. Don't be tempted to eat those sugary cereals. Not a big fan of porridge. You fucking idiot. No
Get
problem.
On the bus.
There are plenty of there are plenty of other healthy breakfast options to choose from, like egg bread leaf toast.
I always
like leaf toast egg. Egg leaf toast.
One
yum,
of
yum.
The like biggest disappointments of being an adult, and there's so many of them, but one of them is I really thought that when I became an adult, I would just know what a quote-unquote balanced breakfast was, because it seemed like a thing that everybody talked about on TV all the time. And then I'm 38 now, and I'm still like, does that mean like bread and fruit? Does that mean I gotta have some OJ in there?
They only used that phrase when talking about Cocoa Krispies or whatever, because they could be like, make sure you eat it as part of a healthy, balanced breakfast. My Cocoa Krispies?
What is it balancing out? What's the other side?
Right. Counteract that by eating just a fistful of Metamucil and ride that shit right to school. You are going to be high as a kite all fucking day, Derek.
You got to balance the highs and lows, man. You can't just do the Cocoa Krispies. You got to hit that with some Quaker Oats.
You got to bring yourself down with clean up after yourself. Wash the bowl, spoon, and cup and put it in the dishwasher. Again.
Leave no trace.
You cannot. When your parents' friends come over, they need to be able to say, where is Derek? And your parents should be able to say, who is Derek?
So far, this article could have also been titled, How to Live in Someone's Walls Without Being Discovered. Yes.
All right. God, get ready for school. Head back upstairs. This is literally a checklist that you teens and kids should be following. Head back upstairs. Grab a toothbrush. Squeeze out some toothpaste and brush away.
Then dry toothbrush thoroughly. Replace at the same angle.
Destroy toothbrush.
Disassemble toothbrush and hide it back in the light. Set a timer for 2 minutes and don't forget to use floss and mouthwash. Use a gentle face wash.
Hurry, literally. Barry will be up soon.
Yes, do something cute yet simple with your hair, like pigtails, messy bun, etc. And in winter, wear some nice warm pants and jeans. It's just like, get clothes on. Nothing with inappropriate messages, since you'll most likely get in big trouble. Duh. I'm trying to be a perfect human being. Of course I'm not going to wear like a Fuck Mondays sweater or something.
What if it has an asterisk instead of a U?
Oh, what?
A little gray area here.
I don't know. There's more perfect stuff. Pack everything you need in your backpack, etc. Pack a healthy lunch. Okay. Just make it, if it's a lunch you like, but it's unhealthy, make it healthier by using less salt, oil, fat, and adding more veggies.
I'm 12!
Yeah, when I make a pepperoni and mustard sandwich, it's tough to healthify that.
Hey, Mom,
my friends.
I gotta pack my lunch. Can you run this pepperoni through the dishwasher real quick just to get some of that oil off there?
Can you dehydrate this before tomorrow, Mommy?
Who are you? How'd you get in my house? Oh, right. Whoa, I blew it.
Participate in class, raise your hand. Don't fiddle with things on your desk.
What
I don't
if it's music
that,
class
kid.
And you play the fiddle?
Yeah, another great point, you. Travis. Thank you. Do your homework. This is the second time that it is mentioned doing your homework for the day. Number 9, go to your room and change out of your school clothes. Hang it up in a place that's nice and tidy in your closet.
Fart into a bag, seal it away.
What are you talking? Seal up a bag and seal all of your farts. You must do this. Bury them in the backyard at night. So no one sees. Eat your dinner. Make sure it's floppy, sloppy hog slop. Just kidding. It needs to be vegetables.
What is this? Remind me what we're trying to achieve with this
perfect
one.
Child slash
Oh, sure,
teen.
Justin. How to be perfect. Kids slash teens. This one's going to cover you.
So far, we got barrier leavings in the backyard.
This is going to cover you from like age 4 to 19. This is a good 15 years of your life that you need to be doing all
live
of
off
these
the
steps.
Bacteria that accumulates on your parents like a plankton.
Yeah. Can we agree? We're all parents in this call. If one day my child started doing these things, I'd be like, oh, no, they killed someone. They're flying as low off the grid as a child possibly can. They did some fucked up shit.
The best part of eat your dinner is if you can't eat your dinner anymore, give it to one of your siblings and take smaller portions next time. Awesome. Cool. Hey, does anybody want my my veggie pile? Because I only got through like a third of it. If anybody's feeling like cauliflower, broccoli, and peppers, I want you to have this for me now and for the next 15
minutes. I have to say, once again, I got two kids. If BB tried to pull that shit, I was like, I'll just give this to Dot. I'd be like, that's not perfect. Eat it.
That's not perfect at all. You must eat this. You must have this. And then read a book for a while if you can't go to sleep. Set an alarm to go off an hour before school starts so you can get ready. Huh. I feel like my entire like primary school going career, I made a game out of how little time.
Yeah, how close you
can
cut
I
it.
Give how close I can cut it.
I wanted to make sure I left a window so I could watch a pop-up video in the morning before catching the bus. But yeah. Other than that, yeah absolutely.
Important. When I was in college, I invented a class before my world history class that I could be pissed off at every time I showed up late to world history class.
Oh.
Like, oh, this fucking guy, you wouldn't believe it. Again with this fucking shit, this guy. Probably 10th time I did it, the teacher is like, I'm going to need his phone number. I'm going to call this teacher. This is ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, no. You don't know this guy. He's a maniac.
I'll take care of it.
He'll cut you down in the streets. You don't want to mess with
this. The last teacher that did that? Dead.
Yeah. His name's Carl Real Guy. He's a real, real son of a bitch.
There's some real cool extra tips on here, but the best one is magazines and TV are fine in moderation, but you should try reading novels or other nonfiction texts. Truth can be stranger than fiction. It's true. This is my perfect son. He's going to play with you guys today. Cool. We're watching Pokemon. Oh, you don't. Does anybody want to read Infinite Jest with me?
You know what I've got here?
It's stranger than Pokemon.
I've got a copy of The Audubon's Guide to Birds, and that's kind of like real life Pokemon.
It's like nature's Pokemon.
We're playing Fortnite, idiot.
Actually, I'm perfect. So
I mean, you're the idiot, idiot. Weird. Oh, no.
What have I done?
I was mean.
I'm corrupted.
What did you have for breakfast this morning, huh? Chicken nuggets and pudding. Fuck, that does sound pretty fucking good.
I've wasted my youth.
I've been corrupted.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hold on. I gotta go change clothes and hang these up. I gotta get a slip into something a little more comfortable.
And then I have to burn my old clothes so mother must not wash them.
I have special clothes that I'm allowed to sweat into.
They're rubber.
They're special rubber sweat-free clothes. There are no community questions on this. The community read this article and they're like, yep, got it.
Sounds good to
me. That all sounds good. Yep. Don't expect to be perfect in one day. It'll take time. Well, that's a shitty, excuse. I need to start being... You can't tell me how to be perfect and then I knowingly continue to be unperfect. I have to immediately
switch
over.
There's also nothing in this list that you couldn't just change in a day. Right? There's nothing complicated here. But I do like, Griffin, this article because it now begs the question what the target audience is. Because if there's a child who wishes to be perfect, they're probably already doing these things. And so is there an imperfect child out there who's like, there's got to be a better way? Every morning I just eat some absolute dog shit and I'm wearing these stinky old clothes for 6 days in a row. This can't be it.
This whole article was written by an incredibly overbearing parent to relieve other incredibly overbearing parents who get on Google one day and they're like, I mean, Jimmy's got straight A's and the body of an Olympic athlete, but is he perfect though?
They should have titled it.
Am I doing a perfect
job? They should have titled How to Be the Super Coolest Kid, and then that one kid with the really nice haircut will think you're cool. And it's just all these things, and it's because that's the only way a kid is ever going to buy into this.
Absolutely. How Connor can become the basketball captain and get 100 dates. Read it up, Connor. Check it out. Someone wrote an article just for you, bud. Yeah, you got to stop smoking, Connor. That's on there.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
That is on there. Sorry.
Well, I think it's high time that we take a break.
Thank you. We've been working so hard.
Yeah, it's hard work. And it's time for us to earn our money.
Oh.
It's in the money zone.
Okay.
Come on.
Good place to
get
do that.
Get in the sidecar.
Okay.
Garden State.
I'm in.
Well, there's two of them, one on either side. Makes it look like a boner bike.
Well, it's, like it. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's better with
you. I don't know if you've noticed when you... Shut the fuck up. I don't know if you've noticed, friends. Hi, it's me, family-friendly comedian Justin McElroy. And when I'm coming up with great skits to entertain my family-loving fans, I love to go to the post office, but if you're anything like me, you notice the lines are getting a little bit longer. People are starting to do some of that, huge pile of sweaters to mail. But there's a way around the crowds and all the mess. You just go to stamps.com.
You're selling online. You have a little side hustle.
I do.
You're a business person going to the post office a lot. Stamps.com can save you a lot of time, money, and stress during the holidays. You get discounts there you wouldn't find anywhere else, like 40% off USPS rates and, get this, 76% off UPS.
Well, that's more than 75%.
Yeah. If you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, Stamps.com is a lifesaver. I mean, literally, right? Because you're getting about these precious minutes that you need to run your small business or watch Curse of Oak Island.
Yeah.
Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER.
You guys know what? The other day, I went to the store to buy a website, and oh my God, it was so expensive at the store, right? I was paying such a high markup at the website store. And then I thought, I'll just do this myself. And then I thought, I don't know how to do this myself. Oh, why did I say that out loud in front of the website store guy? And now he's looking at me like, oh, you're going to design a website yourself? And I said, yes, smart guy I am. And so then I went home and I listened to a bunch of podcasts and I heard about Squarespace. And then we reached out to Squarespace and said, hey, you changed my life. Will you sponsor My Brother and Me? And they said, yeah, absolutely. So My Brother and Me is sponsored by Squarespace. Stand out with a beautiful website from Squarespace. With Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website to showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, or just publish a blog about how mean the guy at the website store was, or whatever you want to do. Squarespace gives you beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers, everything optimized for mobile right out of the box, hugs whenever you need it, analytics that help you grow in real time.
No, wait, hold
what?
I don't think that's on the copy.
Oh, no, sorry. That's just for me because I'm a premium platinum digital member. Okay. Which is actually only available to me and one other person, Zach Braff. So analytics that help you grow in real time, free and secure hosting, because after Alex Inc. got canceled, he needed hugs for a band. Squarespace was like, we got you, dude. And nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Call to action. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hi, it's Jesse Thorne, the founder of Maximum Fun. It's the Thanksgiving season, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you, the members of Maximum Fun. This Max Fun Drive, your generosity and your love of pins helped us raise over $90,000 to help bridge the digital divide. Families without internet access struggle to do things that the rest of us might take for granted, especially during COVID. Going to school, applying for jobs, finding medical care. Your donations help the nonprofit Everyone On. They provide equipment, services, and training to get people online so they can access opportunity. You can find out more about the great work Everyone On does at everyoneon.org. Thanks for supporting Maximum Fun. Thanks for supporting Everyone On. And thanks for being awesome people who want to do good in the world.
I was on a Zoom meeting with my boss and around five other people, and my boss was sharing her screen. She clearly forgot because I watched in horror as she pulled up a chat window to me and started talking smack about another person on the call. Oh my God. Nobody mentioned anything, and the meeting just awkwardly ended with nobody saying anything about it. My boss still seems completely unaware that her screen was live. My question is, do I mention this to her after the fact so she can make amends with this other person, or do I just let it go? I have to work with this other person, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be awkward now, even though I didn't respond in the initial chat while everyone was watching.
Irrelevant.
I think very relevant, but also shameful.
Yeah. I would say semi-relevant.
Well, it is your boss, right? You don't want to be like, actually, Victoria is a friend of mine, and I think that she does not have a silly first name, and I think that you're being rude.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the fact that you did not chat back is irrelevant, because in Victoria's mind, she's like, oh, so they get.
Oh, yeah. No,
about me, Victoria. Yeah. Behind my
no
back.
One okay, sees cool. that, especially like while a meeting is still going on and thinks this is the first time they've ever done this. I think you have to go to Victoria and be like, that's pretty fucked up. What was that all about? Does she
yeah.
talk bad about me to you?
Yeah, this is going to have to be like when you play your parents to go to a sleepover and you kind of got to play, you got to play both sides of it. Like when I used to go to mom and then I would go to dad and both times I'd be like, I want to go to a sleepover. And that didn't work because it was nothing. So maybe this is...
you hadn't got an invitation. You were just expressing right, it gotten... that you wish you had been invited to a sleepover. There's very little they could do about that.
Yeah, I would go to dad and I'd be like, mom said I could go to a sleepover. And I'd do the same thing to mom. But then both of them would talk to each other and be like, son, you didn't get invited to a sleepover. And then I would have to be like, yeah, I did a real cool one. So this is going to be more or less just that exact same play.
I think you're probably lucky that no one is ever paying attention to a Zoom meeting ever.
Yeah.
That is a good point. What's the hit?
Yeah, on no one is lucky. Like, if someone starts sharing their screen with me, that is an open invitation to go to another tab and check my fantasy football scores.
Right.
This is, okay. Absolutely, okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to make the show more relatable to a broader audience. Absolutely. I'm trying to insert it. Everyone just heard a different activity that I could have been doing. It's algorithmically generated for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If nobody said anything, right? Nobody even like reacted, then no one was paying attention. Because if that had happened and anyone was, they would have done like
No, they would have stayed completely
emotional.
What?
Because they're not getting dragged into it. They're not going to become a party to it.
Yeah. We're playing werewolf at this point because there's no way of knowing who knows what. But for me, it's more about percentages. There's six people on this call, right? Oh, no, wait. The question asker, the boss, and five other people. So there's seven people on this call, right?
Yeah.
Don't think about yourself or your boss. There's five other people that could have potentially seen this, and you know... I mean, if Victoria saw it, it's game over, whatever. So there's four other people that if one of them saw it, you know they're going to tell Victoria.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay. The next time you see Victoria, you need to do some leading, like, huh, what a meeting. Huh? Oh, that meeting, huh?
But if Victoria knows, like, if Victoria knows that it was your boss chatting to you, she is going to be aggro crag from the start of that conversation.
Then maybe you can just be like, poof, that meeting. Right? And like,
yeah. Do you have, this is why HR does exist though. Like it shouldn't be your, unless you are HR.
Or if your boss.
This is a whole nother.
Or if Victoria's HR.
Oh, that's
a big pile of beans. Hey, Victoria, I just wanted to complain about. I have an issue I needed to bring to you about this person I work with. Let's call her Victoria. No, wait.
Jesus, this is a bad, you gotta, okay, take it to HR, assuming one of the three of you is not HR. If you're HR,
then just consider it resolved.
Yeah. You have to get a different job or address. I think those are two options.
Oh, in this economy?
No, I know. Try not to fuck it up next time so bad, yeah. I guess. This is a learning experience.
Good luck with your
maybe.
New part, your new employment.
Yeah, but then you get the different job and you're in a Zoom meeting and then the boss of the new job is talking to one of his flunkies and he's like, man, Gregory sure sucks shit. Huh?
I heard he quits whenever he sees some dank shit on a screen share. He doesn't have the guts.
A real coward.
Competitive world of auto detailing.
This dumb shit just can't keep his mouth shut, huh? And then, like, there's no winning in that one.
If this ever happens again, and God forbid it ever does, when you get that message sent to you, you respond something along the lines of, who is this? Or, I think you sent this to the wrong person. Or, what? Good joke. Ha, ha, ha. That's another good one. Oh, is it sarcastic it. Day again? That's a good one. Oh, go to Victoria and say, like, pretty funny, huh? Did you buy it? Did it see like
that was a prank. Okay.
It was a hilarious prank we did. I can't believe we were waiting for you to say something.
Have to get your...
So we could be like, prank time.
But then you're going to have to get your boss in on the, like, it was a prank. And there's no way they're going to be able to, like, pull that off. Like,
yeah, I'm into pretty transgressive stuff.
I think...
some real... I'm on some real Andrew Dice Clay shit.
I think
here.
Once you introduce them, I'm like, hey, you fucked up real bad, but we can turn this around. I just need you to stay with me on this one, okay? Follow my lead. We can fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you who's fat is really in the fire here. It's your boss.
Who's?
Yeah, it's not your problem to fix. Just let it be.
Because, yeah, listen, Victoria might be a little pissed at you, but a much bigger issue is the person in charge just is like, hey, this fucking girl over here, am I right? In front of, like, the entire Zoom call. Your damage is minimal.
You could just be, you should, if it had been, if you've been thinking quickly, you could have been like, what a great joke, boss. I love saying that about a person that we really care about.
Yeah.
Just as a
and respect so much. Because we'd never say that in front of them on a Zoom call.
It's past that point now, though, right? Yeah. So now you're going to have to get help of all of your other coworkers. And we're reaching, pretty gaslighty territory at this point. That is probably a bridge too far. But if you can get the rest of your coworkers to casually drop in conversation, like, oh, Derek and the boss, they're the real, like, hardy boys of the, hardy boys.
I don't think the hardy boys are always pranking people.
Right. They're the real jerky boys of the Skype generation.
No, the jerky boys were the ones who solved crimes.
Yeah, I got them flipped and switched just a little bit.
Dun.
Oh.
I was wondering.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I hope it's a burger, because you just said
nothing
burger
to do
a lot.
With burgers. One, two, munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast. Within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I wanted to wait until we did a second question because I have so much fucking shit to go through. This month, the segment is back and better than ever. And I normally I would not burn this many things in one episode, but there's so much to cover. Honestly.
Okay.
Did you guys hear that DJ Khaled is doing a wing thing?
He's doing a wing thing?
Another wing is what it's called.
Wait, what?
Yeah, DJ Khaled's doing a wing store of a chicken wing restaurant. It's a virtual concept called Another Wing. And it's a DJ Khaled wing store.
Is it a name
DJ Khaled, I don't understand why you're confused. Legitimately, it's DJ Khaled does wings.
No, I get that. Not the thing. I'm trying to figure out if Another Wing is a play on words or some kind of
it's a play on another one.
Of course it
Come
is.
On. Another one, DJ Khaled.
Okay, but it's more like another thing than that.
But Travis, it's DJ Khaled says another one.
I know that, but it's just
one of his great sayings.
But then you just switched one whole word. That's not a play on words. You just changed one word to a different word. Like,
just real quick, I have so much other shit to go through. This is not even the story this week. I just want to tell you guys the flavors. Unbelievable Buffalo.
Okay.
Don't Quit Nashville Hot.
Huh?
You Loyal Lemon Pepper, Honey Hot Sriracha.
That's good. I like
and
that
the
one.
Signature, They Don't Want You to Win Truffalo.
Wow. I'm a little lost on that one, but okay.
You can order a la carte or choose from combos like the All I Do Is Wing.
See? Now that's good.
Your key meal.
All I Do Is Wing is amazing play on words.
Another wing.
Yeah.
All I Do Is Wing. Maybe would have been a better... Yeah, but I'm not here to get...
I bet All I Do Is Wing was the first thing they came up with. Like, before even the concept of a restaurant. He was...
Yeah, he just said it wrong one day, and they were like, well, let's do wings.
Hey, did you... Excuse me, Khaled, did you say All I Do Is Wing? Yeah. It's,
a combo.
It's a restaurant. I'm doing. You're doing it? Yeah. I didn't misspeak. It's a restaurant. I wanted to just walk you guys through some of the Thanksgiving offerings from Brand Eating, because you know they're not content to let you eat at home with your family.
Nope.
And there's a kind of different varieties. There's like some people are doing like stuff for you to, if you want to bring the flavor of fast food to your dining table, a lot of people have that for you.
Thank God.
This year, 7-Eleven is celebrating the season with the Thanksgiving turkey sub.
Oh boy.
It's packed with butterball turkey, sharp white cheddar cheese, and cranberry mayo.
I'd fuck that
it's
up.
It's the debut of 7-Eleven's signature stuffing flavored roll. You read that right. The roll is stuffing flavored.
What's the roll?
The roll like of the bread roll? The sandwich?
The bun?
Is a sub. It's a sub, the bun.
Oh,
the bun
okay.
is stuffing flavored. And it's the debut of it. And I would have to also imagine it is the finale.
Well, but
the
it's
the grand finale. Because like, what are the applications beyond this Thanksgiving sub?
Stuffing is 90% bread and like rosemary and sage anyways.
Yeah, so they put some of that in there.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's branding, bud.
Whatever, man.
There's a lot to be thankful for this year, says Varisha Sharif, the 7-Eleven Fresh Fruit Product Director. We know how much our customers look forward to our seasonal offerings, and we're delighted to contribute to the fun and spirit of Thanksgiving with satisfying food that reminds our customers of those comforting holiday moments.
So just a quick reminder, the spirit of Thanksgiving is like coming together with those you love, be it family or found family, to share an experience together. And so here is a sandwich you bought at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, if you want to be reminded of better Thanksgivings while you're sitting in the passenger seat of your Ford Fiesta because the driver's seat is too stained, then this is the sandwich for you. And it says here, what would a Thanksgiving turkey sub be without a side of chips?
Huh? Oh, no, you fucking,
now, hold on,
you
just,
fucking tell
just,
me.
What is it with a we'll side of chips?
Just a
it's an all new experience.
If we are trying to normalize... My son hates all Thanksgiving food. So if we want to start normalizing throwing some chips on the table too, have your stuffing, have your corn, you know, salad, and all of your other wild, not ordinary foods on Thanksgiving, put some chips in there.
And how about some dino-shaped chicken nuggets?
Thank you.
Oh, my God, yes.
Hey, why are there turkey nuggets? Get my five-year-old in the mix.
We're very close to the beef nugget discourse again, which I would rather take 10 steps away from.
The Honey Baked Ham Company is rolling out some holiday meal options.
Wait, for Thanksgiving? Because stay out of this, Honey Baked Ham.
No, are you kidding me?
I've had Thanksgiving hams.
You can't find turkeys, except for Honey Baked Ham knows how to get them.
What?
Yeah, it's like a turkey shortage, but Honey Baked Ham, they know a guy who knows a guy. There's different options here. And for the seasoned host, there's a signature ham and turkey feast that will feed all guests. With leftovers to follow. And you can choose from some fine sides like a cranberry walnut chutney or a green bean casserole.
Okay.
And then it says here-
My mouth is literally watering.
The second option
right
here
now.
Is for a small party of ham lovers.
That's not what we call ourselves.
Honey, what should we put on our wedding RSVPs? We want it to sound pretty casual. Can we call it a small gathering for
ham lovers? Nah, Doug, I said we like to pork. Two pork.
For a small party of ham lovers, try Honey Baked Bone-In Quarter Ham Meal.
What?
It's a quarter ham. Imagine if you got a small party of ham lovers together on this on the agreement that you were all ham lovers, and you unwrapped a delicious quarter of a ham for everyone to enjoy.
As the four of you huddled in the darkness, lest you be exposed, as you enjoy your quarter ham.
Yeah, meet at the sign of the Ichthus, and there we shall consume our beloved ham. For the traditional holiday host.
Wait, what's that? There's a fleck of something in the corner of your mouth. Is that turkey? What? No.
I'm a traditional ham lover. For the
he's wearing a wire.
Get him.
But first, brunch. This is the fourth option. For those who cannot wait till dinner, try the new honey baked brunch that comes with a quarter ham.
Throw it all in honey, baby. What the fuck?
It comes with a honey ham, two heat and serve sized, honey baked bacon, and coffee cake. This will have you ready for a nap.
Yeah. Is that what it says?
Before the main attraction. Yeah. It just says that. Yeah. This will have you ready for an hour.
Oh, know thyself. I love that.
Yeah. This is perfect. That's a perfect way to gear up for the big show. let's see what else. Real quick. Taco Bell unveils a new Friendsgiving party pack.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So they got, this really actually pisses me off because to get this one, you had to be a member of the rewards community and you have to have reached fire reward status to gain exclusive access. Anybody should be able to buy anything. Okay.
Also, do they give it, those awards out retroactively. Because I'm pretty sure I could qualify just based solely on 1995 and 1996. Yeah.
There's they got Cinnabon Delights candied yams.
Hey, wait, Taco Bell, if you're listening, Lifetime Achievement Award. That's
Thank
all
you.
Yours.
The Cinnabon Delights candied yams. It's sugar, spice, and everything nice. This decadent holiday dish is just like your mom's classic recipe with a Taco Bell twist.
Oh.
It's just like it. Rolls with hot sauce packet butter. Is butter a carb? Who cares when it's blended with... Can I stop you there? It's not.
Also, it's not. If you're having rolls with it, you're worried about the wrong thing being a carb or not.
Yeah, yeah. You put in a placeholder sentence there and didn't really... Green bean casserole supreme. It's got all the cheesy and craveable components of a taco supreme. A classic side dish just got upgraded to your favorite guilty pleasure. Oh, my favorite guilty pleasure? Green beans
Wait,
with garbage.
Does it include green beans? Because it just says it includes all the ingredients of a taco supreme.
Nope. It's a classic side dish. It's reheatable. But it comes in Taco Bell bakeware, which is like so fucking cool.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Furious.
But it's
literal Fiesta bakeware.
It's not a taco with green beans in it, though.
It's, yeah. Thank you, Travis. Yeah, it's a green beans casserole, but the stuff that makes it a casserole is like taco stuff. You understand?
Nasty. I love it.
Yeah, I understand. It sounds fucking bad.
Build your own dessert nachos, chocolate and caramel sauces, plus unique Taco Bell crunchy toppings for your palates to drizzle over triangle-shaped shortbread cookies.
Yes.
This is the last sentence of this. These flips on the tradish were created by...
Oh, no.
Come on.
You were so close. You lost me at the end.
So close. Last one real quick. Crystal restaurants. You know Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
It's when you don't want to drive to White Castle. You go to Crystal and they got these tiny hamburgers. And that's the brand there. They're bringing back their signature secret stuffing.
Yes, finally.
Crystal restaurants, the original quick service restaurant chain in the South, is bringing back their stuffing recipe just in time for Thanksgiving and the holiday season. The recipe features the popular Crystal Burgers with a unique spin on an already classic dish. Look, stuffing is the star of the Thanksgiving table.
What?
And this recipe ensures that your star shines brighter than them all, says Alice Crowder.
Hey, Alice.
CMO.
You know that's not true.
No, the star is stuffing, and this is the brightest one in the galaxy.
But kids don't, like, sit around in kindergarten tracing their hands to make stuffing pictures. they could, and now actually I've said it. I kind of would love to see it.
It's just a five-pronged, like, splatter. Yeah.
No, make a fist, and then just trace the fist. Boom, stuffing.
Yeah.
We're encouraging everyone to bring this classic back to their table this season, or be delighted for the first time. And this is the last sentence here. You won't even need a turkey.
Wow. Going hard on this.
Going hard. Yeah.
Usually, like, people who come up with Thanksgiving food, it's sort of a rising tide lifts all ships situation and not a, hey, what's up? It's us stuffing. Fuck
whoever,
turkey.
Yeah.
Like, you need to, you guys work together.
Whoever
please.
Wrote this hates turkey and assumes everyone else quietly does too. And we've all just been looking for an excuse to, like, pull the ripcord and get out, but everyone's been too afraid to lead the way. But not Alice Crowder. Alice Crowder's like, hey, let's fucking say it. We all know stuffing's the star, right? For too long.
We're all just waiting for stuffing.
The last thing it says here.
Oh, boy.
This crystal recipe was introduced in 2014 and has been a fan favorite over the holidays. To create this, get some paper. To create this stuff and a pen. To create the stuffing recipe, guests should purchase one steamer pack of 24 crystals. If you can imagine that, it's like a small, like sliders, basically. The recipe serves between 10 to 15 people and requires 20 of the square burgers. Your calculations aren't wrong. There are intentionally an extra 4 crystal burgers for the chef.
Ooh.
So they can enjoy a little treat. Awesome.
That's just standard practice. Now go to any restaurant, and like if a chef makes you a steak, they cut off just a little bit of the steak and eat it themselves.
Just enjoy a little treat for their work in the kitchen.
And that's awesome because like your family's going to be like, hey, Tommy, when is Thanksgiving food going to be ready? And you can be like, 5 minutes ago, idiot.
The recipe is great because it says the directions are
enjoy 4 crystal burgers now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Then place the remaining 20 crystal burgers without cheese or pickles. And, oh, God, we should have mentioned this earlier.
I already bought them.
Oh, no.
No, God.
Oh, God, don't put cheese or pickles in the stuffing. You put it in the refrigerator. You let them cool overnight. And then you brush a casserole dish with butter, or cooking oil, or spray with nonstick spray. Tear the burgers into bite-sized pieces and place in a casserole dish, and then you pour chicken broth over
them. Hey, Mom, are you okay?
Yeah, honey, I'm just tearing the crystals apart.
Well, it's just for dinner. We'd just love it if you would come in and spend some time with the family. You've been in here a really long time.
Hold on, the next step in this recipe says barf 100 times.
God, these look really good.
Of course it does. It's tiny hamburgers covered in chicken broth.
Hey, guys, just hold on 1 second. Guys. Oh, no. I was trying to drag this image of stuffing over in the Slack so you guys could see it. And I accidentally drug it into my recording interface. I accidentally dragged it into my DAW. And so now there is a track.
Wait.
There's a track on this episode that says stuffing 252 pixels.
Huh.
Why did you let me do that?
So now we have a secret message hidden within the
file. It'll show up in the iTunes metadata. Oh, fuck. That's weird just because in the middle of this episode, I heard a fourth track going burger mess, burger mess, burger mess, burger mess. It did it like 20 times and I thought it was a possession.
Guys, look.
I don't actually, this may be the first time, Juice, actually, where I don't want to click on your name in Slack to see what image you sent us. Because it can't be
it
good.
It does check actually it out, look man. Good,
looks,
yeah.
Looks choice. Looks choice.
Guys, it doesn't though. That doesn't look good at
well,
all.
I haven't had lunch.
We're going to have to put this up to, I also haven't, and I still don't want to see this JPEG. I can smell this JPEG.
And what does it smell like to you? And don't say cheese or pickles, because then I know you fucked up the recipe.
I'm pretty sure I see pickles up in here, or unless you have to also cut up celery in there.
I've dropped in also just so you could see for point of reference. If you had to pick the most delicious looking.
I'm not kidding. I would hurt this Subway sub with the cranberry
okay,
mayo.
Okay, and to be fair, Justin, I guarantee that this stuffing picture, this is a professional photographer right there. Show me a picture of a home baker's. Show me a home baker's hamburger stuffing.
Oh my
God. Let me see the nailed it version of that.
I also, Juice,
I know why you don't like this Subway sub. It's because I see that cheese.
That raw cheese.
And it is thoroughly raw.
It's thoroughly raw cheese. Raw. Nobody wants that. I also sent you the picture of the Taco Bell dinner, which looks like they adapted beige into an HBO miniseries. It is literally just 50 Shades of Beige. Okay. That is your Thanksgiving offerings around the horn there. So whichever one you want to enjoy, you have your choice.
You know what else you could enjoy on Thanksgiving?
Enjoy
what?
Till death do us blart.
Oh God, you're right. This is our last one before. Whew. Okay. If you've never listened, Till Death Do Us Blart is an annual review podcast that we do of the film. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. We do it with the guys from Worst Idea of All Time. We've done it every year for, this is our fifth, sixth year?
I think
year?
It's sixth.
Sixth year. We've been doing it for 6 years, improbably. And this year is very fun.
For you, the listener.
For you, the listener. We are in uniquely great spirits enjoying this one. And we hope that you will tune into that. You know, it's wherever you find podcasts. We don't make any money off of it. You know what I mean? Like, just please listen to it. We have a really good time doing it. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. I just checked, guys. I have terrible news. What? This is our seventh.
Oh, boy.
This is our seventh one. If you don't count the bonus episode that we did
when COVID struck last year. This is our seventh episode of this. We've been doing it since 2015. I cannot believe that. That is fantastic.
Here's what I'll say, okay. Because we don't make money off it, but if you go to bankroymerch.com, there is a Till Death Do Us Blart shirt there designed by Tyler Reed, which benefits the First Nations Development Institute, which improves economic conditions for Native Americans through direct financial grants, technical assistance and training, and advocacy and policy. So do check that out.
This is a shirt I'm going to buy. This is so cute.
I do. I want it very bad.
I do as well.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne
for
the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Just go ahead and search for Montaigne at your, local Sam Goody or at the library.
Maybe. Or just in Australia. If you're there, she's probably around somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably around writing more dope jams. Thank you, Montaigne. And thanks to Maximum Fun. Thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. There's a bunch of good shows on there. Maybe you found a new one during the block party. Go listen to it.
On Wednesday of this week, when you're listening to it, if you listen to it after Wednesday, then it's already out. But the Zone of Adventure Imbalance final episode is out. So go check that out. It's a Tasman series DM'd by Abria Iyengar. That's over on our YouTube channel. Also over at McRoy Merch, we have Taz Dice now, designed by Evelyn. Mm-hmm. And it's so pretty. It's created in partnership with Die Hard Dice. They come in a bag with a Bureau of Balance logo on it. They're incredible. Do grab that Wizard of the Cloud Pin of the Month, designed by Dana Wagner, which benefits Native Women Lead, that revolutionizes systems and inspire innovations by investing in Native women in business. And the Candle Knights ornaments over there, designed by Kate May, which benefits Harmony House, and the Candle Knights mug. And there's a lot of really cool shit on there that you're going to love. I guarantee it. Oh, one more thing. My podcast that I'm executive producing called Chasing Immortality, we just put out an episode all about Lady Bathory, who some people consider like one of the classic examples of vampires, that she supposedly bathed in blood to stay young. There's a lot of interesting revelations in that episode.
Is that what's I don't understand what the revelation is. Like that's how you
I mean,
get
it's how
there.
You get there. Okay. All right.
Hey, do you want the final Yahoo?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, this one was sent in by Clint McElroy.
Whoa. Hey, thanks for finally listening, Dan.
Oh, he listens. He's just too afraid to send in Yahoos. And this one is sent in by Strong.
Uh-huh.
This one's sent in by Strong Michael. Strong Michael asked this one in.
Strong Michael.
That's what it says on... You know how on Yahoo you don't have to put your name? So he has used the username Strong Michael, which I think is a pretty good one. And Strong Michael asks,
what did Strong Michael ask, bud?
I'm looking at it. I don't know if I want to read some of these words.
Uh-oh. Are they, troubling?
Go ahead, go.
Yeah, they're pretty naughty stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Just read it.
Yeah, we'll bleep it if we have to.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. It says, does anyone... Strong Michael asks, does anyone fucking...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah. We'll get that.
Do any of you assholes... Do any of you asshole fuckers... do any of you fucking assholes know how to get a fucking... shitty candle that fucking smells like football?
There were a lot of words in there we did have to pee.
What the fuck?
Damn, shitty Michael.
Yes.
Sorry, Strong Michael. Strong Michael.
Oh, Travis, he's going to beat your ass for that, dude.
I hope Strong Michael doesn't listen.
My name is Justin.
I'm Travis McRoy.
I'm Strong Mike. I'm Griffin McRoy.
This is where my brother may kiss your dad square on the lips. It's
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Do you sometimes wonder whatever happened to the kids at your school who really loved Star Trek?
You might remember a kid like me, the one who read the Star Trek novels and built starship models. I also took music classes to avoid taking gym classes that required showering after, but I don't see what that really has to do with—
Or a kid like me. I introduced myself to kids at my summer camp one year as Wesley. But when the school year started and some of those kids were in my new class, I actually had to explain to my friends that I had tried to take on the identity of my favorite Star Trek character. The shame haunts me to this day.
I'm sure some of those Star Trek fans from your childhood grew up to have interesting and productive lives, but we ended up being podcasters.
On The Greatest Discovery, you'll hear what happens to two lifelong Star Trek fans who didn't grow up to be great people, but just grew up to be people who love jokes as much as they love Trek.
Season 4 of Star Trek Discovery is here, so listen to our new episodes every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.